Iowa has identified another 19 COVID-19 cases and its first death. He was a Dubuque County man between 61 and 80, and one of six people infected there. The state's total of identified cases is now 124. Another 250 have been identified in Illinois, including a second case in Rock Island County. The state's total is now over 1,500, with 16 deaths, including an additional four reported yesterday. People have tested positive in 32 Illinois counties, including Rock Island, Whiteside, and Joe Davis. Iowa has cases in 30 counties, including Scott, Muscatine, Cedar, and Dubuque. A week ago, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds ordered restaurants, bars, theaters, casinos, and fitness centers to close. This week, she has added more businesses to the list to help slow the rate of spread for COVID-19. Amy Thorson from the Scott County Health Department says the goal is to emphasize social distancing.
Those include salons, medical spas, barbershops, tattoo establishments, tanning facilities, massage therapy establishments, and swimming pools.
The order will continue till March 31st. In addition, more travel restrictions now apply.
If you have traveled outside of Iowa for business or vacation in the last 14 days, if you have taken a cruise anywhere in the world in the last 14 days, if you have traveled internationally to a country with a level 3 travel warning in the last 14 days, or if you live with someone who has symptoms of COVID-19 or has tested positive for COVID-19.
But Thorson says the new travel restrictions don't apply in the Quad Cities.
This is really designed to look at travel from a broader perspective, not that travel that we do in a daily basis. I went to a bank in Illinois. I came to the gas station in Iowa. It's for longer periods of travel that are outside of our immediate area.
More information is available on the Scott County Health Department and Iowa Department of Public Health websites. You can look for those links and phone numbers at WVIK.org under our coronavirus and COVID-19 link at the top of the homepage, where you'll find much more information about COVID-19. The need for blood donations across the country is increasing as efforts to curb the spread continue. More than 1,000 blood drives at schools, colleges, and other places have been canceled in the four states served by the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center based in Davenport. Spokesman Kirby Wynn says the center has decided not to allow walk-ins anymore.
But we'll be moving away from that policy now to manage donor flow, donor presentation, and enhance our ability to promote social distancing as much as possible in the donor experience.
Wynn says go to bloodcenter.org for locations to donate, then make an appointment or call 800-747-5401. For those worried about catching COVID-19 or the flu, Dr. Lewis Katz, the center's medical director, says if he had to find a clean, safe place to sleep, he'd sleep in a donor room. Among the many people who have lost their jobs because of COVID-19 are professional musicians. Herb Trix reports.
Freddie Allen and Jordan Danielson have been full-time musicians their entire adult lives. And as freelance artists who live gig to gig, the closing of bars and restaurants has shut down their livelihoods. Allen is a 50-year-old jazz pianist and singer who moved from Chicago to the Quad Cities in 2017 to be closer to his family. He's played professionally since he was 13, and locally he's played at the Grape Life in Davenport, the Hallberg Estate in Rock Island, and the Sunday Jazz Brunch at the Hotel Blackhawk in Davenport.
Well, since I am a full-time musician, you know, this is what my what I rely on for my income, and it's kind of devastating. And I'm not in this boat alone. You know, so many of my friends and colleagues are right here along with me, and it's very frightening. It seems surreal.
40-year-old Jordan Danielson from Davenport is a guitarist and singer-songwriter, and he's also shocked to be out of work. He plays within a two-hour radius of the Quad Cities at casinos, wineries, bars, breweries, and senior citizen homes, all places that have closed.
Because I haven't really had to think about any alternate way of making a living for a long time. You know, I felt pretty secure. The thing is even when things open up, some of these businesses may go under. If they're smaller businesses, you know, you put something out for a month, you know, that's going to really hit somebody.
Danielson, who has a 15-year-old son and found some relief recently in refinancing his car payments, has been posting himself online and looking for financial support that way. Alan has taken his piano online by live streaming and looking for virtual tips through GoFundMe, PayPal, and Venmo. On March 21st, his trio streamed live on Facebook for 90 minutes, where they took requests. He's also hoping to play private parties. I'm Herb Trix.
Follow the news and discussion about the pandemic all day on 90.3 FM HD2. If you don't have an HD radio, listen to the stream, HD2 stream at wvik.org.